KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset. Starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Castle Cape, small craft advisory tonight. Today, southwest winds 20 knots, seas 4 feet. Tonight, southwest winds 25 knots, seas 5 feet. And Friday, southwest winds 20 knots, seas 5 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, small craft advisory Friday. Today, south winds 20 knots, seas 3 feet. Tonight, south winds 20 knots, seas 3 feet. And Friday, southeast winds 20 knots, increasing to 30 in the afternoon, seas 4 feet. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, gale warning Friday. Today, south winds 20 knots, seas 6 feet. Tonight, south winds 25 knots, seas 6 feet. And Friday, southeast winds 40 knots, seas 10 feet, increasing to 15 in the afternoon with rain. Port Hyde and Nelson Lagoon, small craft advisory tonight and Friday. Today, southeast winds 20 knots, seas 2 feet. Tonight, south winds 25 knots, seas 3 feet. And Friday, southeast winds 30 knots, seas 3 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, gale warning Friday. Today, south winds 30 knots, seas 4 feet. Tonight, south winds 30 knots, seas 4 feet. And Friday, southeast winds 40 knots, seas 6 feet with rain. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, a chance of rain, mainly before 4 p.m. Cloudy with highs near 48. South winds around 15 miles per hour. Tonight, a chance of rain, mainly after 10 p.m. Cloudy with lows near 44. South winds around 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 20. And Friday, a chance of rain, cloudy with highs near 49, southeast winds 15 to 25 miles per hour. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There is a high tide at 4:50 a.m. at 8 feet 1 inch, a low at 12:12, a minus tide of 1 foot 8 inches, a high at 7:06 p.m. at 5 feet 6 inches, and a low at 11:42 at 3 feet 3 inches. Your sun rose at 6 o'clock this morning, and your sun will set at 11:23, giving us 17 hours and 23 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
it's the count for 4 hours of tossing and turning in a big brass bag.
Do what you're doing, cause I'm losing control.
Love it.
That's right.
summer sun is fading as the year grows old, and darker days are drawing near. The winter winds will be much colder now you're not here. I watch the birds fly south across the autumn sky, and one by one they disappear. I wish that I was flying with them. Now you're not here. Like the song through the trees, you came to love me. Like a leaf on a breeze, you blew.
An excitable boy. took little Susie to the junior prom. Excitable boy, they all said. And he raped her and killed her, then he took her home. Excitable boy, they all said. Well, he's just an excitable boy. After 10 long years, they let him out of the home. Excitable boy, they all said. And he dug up her grave and built a cage with her bones. Excitable boy, they all said. Well, he's just an excitable boy.
Bye. machine of a dream. Such a clean machine. With the pistons a pumping and the hubcaps all green.
Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
A cow moose steps out of the shrubby willows near the Yukon River in western Alaska, followed by a small, high-stepping calf of the year. The calf was born here, but his mother was born upriver, and over the past few years, she's worked her way downriver into this excellent habitat. Moose are recent colonizers to this area. 100 years ago, moose were rare on the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. But today, this region surrounding Bethel has one of the highest moose densities and fastest growing moose populations in Alaska. According to local knowledge, moose were first seen here in the 1930s. For 60 years, the population grew slowly, and people downriver began seeing moose for the first time as the population slowly expanded to the south and the west. In the 1990s, moose numbers began increasing dramatically. In 2021, biologists in Bethel estimated the population in the Delta region at about 24,000 moose. Hunters here harvest about 700 moose per year. This does not seem to be hampering the population growth, which is comparable to areas without hunting. Biologists are monitoring the moose, their habitat, and their food to better understand the carrying capacity for moose in this region. Sounds wild, I'm Riley Woodford.
Shanghai Noodle Factory, place where I once used to be. Nowhere, doing nothing. People there were made of steel. Tiny cars in one big wheel. Tying, never learning. Had to make a break. Soon I had to wait.
place where I once used to be. No.
Thank you. have seen you. My eyes have seen you. My eyes have seen you. Free from the skies. Getting on a city under television skies. Television skies. Television skies. My eyes have seen you.
Panama!
Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting is generously supported by the City of Sandpoint. Sandpoint is a first-class city in the Aleutians East Borough, located on Humboldt Harbor on the northwestern Popoff Island. Anchorage is 575 nautical miles to the northeast. The Sandpoint City Council meets the second Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. in the City Hall Council Chambers. Contact the City of Sandpoint by calling 907-383-2696, emailing sptcity@arctic.net, or visiting their website at sandpointak.com.